In Sarajevo, the Bosnian government and the UN civilian police there say they have received reports that as many as 20 civilians have been seized as they travel through Serb-held suburbs around Sarajevo. NATO says it has no official knowledge of the incidents. According to the Dayton Agreement, there's to be complete freedom of movement in and around the Bosnian capital. But there have been rumors for several days of Muslim truck and car drivers being stopped by separatist Serbs. Mike O'Connor, a New York Times correspondent in Sarajevo, says it is still much easier for Serbs than for Croats or Muslims to go from one part of the city to another.
A number of Serbs, something less than 400 or 500, have traveled, I'm told, from the Serb-held areas to visit family or relatives in the Bosnian government-held areas and gone back with no difficulty. And some Serbs have gone from the government side over through the single crossing point to the Serb side. But it's very rare or has not happened that a Muslim or a Croat who lives in the government side of town has crossed that checkpoint into the Serb-held side of Sarajevo.
Now, is the checkpoint, you're saying there's a checkpoint there being operated by the Serbs?
There's exactly right. There's a checkpoint being operated by the Serbs, although NATO has insisted, NATO spokespeople have insisted for a week or more that it doesn't exist. This is a checkpoint which is in front of French soldiers, who, you know, a dozen feet or so from a French military position on a bridge. It is a few blocks from the offices of the NATO spokesman, and they have continued to insist that it doesn't exist.
Something else you're reporting today in the New York Times is that the sinister note of Serb fighters and possibly Bosnian government fighters going back to the frontline positions in downtown Sarajevo, back into those trenches. Does that continue to be true?
It was true yesterday. It was true for the last several days. I'm not sure that it's true today. The problem isn't so much that a few fighters have returned to the trenches, although that's not the direction things should be going in. The problem is the reason they're returning. The apparent reason, or the reason they give, is that the reason the Bosnian government soldiers give, is that they no longer have confidence in NATO to keep the Serb soldiers out of the trenches. And so it really is a matter of credibility from the standpoint of NATO, of confidence on the part of the parties, of the trust people have that NATO will be smart enough and strong enough to implement this peace or to set the conditions so that fighters don't have to return to trenches.
Has NATO indeed been asked about this development?
I've asked NATO. The French officers who are responsible for monitoring events around Sarajevo, because Sarajevo is the French sector, I've asked French officers about this for several days, and their response is it's not happening. It's somewhat like the response of the checkpoint that isn't there, the checkpoint that is there, which they say isn't there, the Serb checkpoint, or the response so far of the kidnappings which appear to be happening, which they say they don't know about. It appears that they wish to not know about problems they wish weren't happening.
Reporter Mike O'Connor talking with us from Sarajevo.